2. Thick, waist-high fog enveloped the Hudsons in the dim light. Wisps of it curled around Gage's chest as they began their journey through the chambers of dread. Screams from the unseen visitors mingled with moaning in the darkness ahead of them. They moved toward ominous rumbling, coming to a passageway formed by a large tunnel-like drum, continually spinning, inviting visitors to step through the portal to the grim world beyond, according to the twisted neon sign above it. Keeping their balance while walking through the portal with a few other people, the Hudsons found a deeper darkness on the other side and began moving slowly through a maze when a large cloaked figure emerged in front of them. "Oh my God!" Faith gasped as the figure raised a severed human head before them, then vanished.
"It's not real, Mom," Gage laughed.
"I know, sweetie. It just startled me. Are you okay?"
"Yeah, this is so dope."
But the underlying nervousness in Gage's voice worried Faith, making her wonder if he'd be okay, especially with what seemed to be up ahead. Agonized pleas beckoned them to the dungeons of dread and a darkened narrow walkway that reeked of rotten eggs and had water trickling down its jagged stone walls.
"Oh no, let go, no!"
A teenager ahead of them shrieked. Something scratched at Faith's ankles. Then it gripped them before she kicked free. Looking to her feet, she saw claw-like hands reaching out from barred windows where the condemned, confined in a subterranean prison, grabbed desperately at them, calling, "Save us! Don't leave us!" Hurrying through the dungeons, the Hudsons came to another dark, twisting connection, echoing with wails, growing louder as they got closer to the next chamber. There, the entire scene glowed in flickering orange, yellow, and red as flames licked from a massive mound of wood and bramble. A large post protruded from the center. Bound to it, a woman wrapped in a white nightshirt, her head shorn, face glistening, her eyes inflamed, she screeched,
"So you think burning me, the witch queen, will be my end? Fools, I curse you all. I'll torment you from hell."
The temperature soared, giving the scene a heightened degree of authenticity. Faith saw one man point out for his wife how the flames were controlled from a gas line, that the woodpile was a prop, like the gas fireplace in an expensive home.
"Did you hear me?" the witch queen screamed. "You're all cursed forever."
Faith found kinship with the witch queen. Her writhing against her bindings echoed how Faith felt, bound to her heartache. Cal had grown distant over the last couple years, and she didn't know why. After one of his big stories, he'd grow pensive. Faith didn't know what was happening with him. Whenever she tried to talk about it, he'd shut her down. He'd become absorbed in his work and was never home. She was always alone, making her feel that he preferred the long hours of working with cops, criminals, and street-smart, pretty female reporters to being with her. Had he fallen out of love with her? Once she'd overheard him on a call joking to someone that journalists were truth seekers and PR people were professional liars. Did he feel that way about her? Most of her work was for big nonprofit groups and charities, and that was the only time she'd heard him talk that way. So she let it go. Or tried to. Faith needed to hold things together for Gage's sake, but it wasn't easy. She knew Gage idolized his father and lived for any free moment Cal spared for him. But it only happened when it was convenient for Cal. How many times had he canceled at the last minute on promised father-son days to see a movie or the Cubs or check out video games because he had to work late? Gage was crushed every time. He was resilient, but still, it broke Faith's heart. Cal had promised her that he would leave the crime beat and advance up the editorial ladder toward a more